Welcome to Morgan Lewis Podcast Central. This is a podcast recording from Morgan Lewis's June 13th, 2017, 10th Anniversary Advanced Topics in Hedge Fund Practices Conference. Morgan Lewis partners Jed Wider and Timothy Levin chaired this 15-part in-depth discussion of U.S. and international advanced hedge fund topics focusing on manager and investor perspectives.
Good morning. I'm Jed Wider, and on behalf of Tim Levin and myself, the Morgan Lewis Hedge Fund Practice and the firm, we welcome you all to Morgan Lewis's 10th Annual Hedge Fund Conference on Advanced Topics in Hedge Fund Practices. We also welcome you to the best air conditioning on Fifth Avenue. Today's conference brings together specialists from Morgan Lewis's global practices of nearly 2,000 attorneys worldwide. With approximately 150 attorneys in the firm's global hedge fund practice, dedicating their practices to assisting hedge funds and institutional investors with their legal needs, Morgan Lewis prides itself on offering one of the broadest and most diversified hedge fund practices in the world, including global hedge fund, registered fund, and other alternative investment fund formation in virtually every major global fund's jurisdiction, the structuring of managed account programs and customized fund vehicles, investment management, regulatory, enforcement, and securities advice and solutions, commodities and derivatives expertise, securities and white-collar litigation support, structured products and advice, financial services M&A, employment, immigration, ERISA and international tax advice, IP expertise, and legal due diligence of hedge funds. This morning, we all come together at a challenging time both in the marketplace and the hedge fund industry. The hedge fund industry has faced significant challenges, obstacles, and regulatory uncertainty over the last year. The number of new hedge fund launches totaled 729 in 2016, which was 25% less than the 968 formed in 2015. And the liquidations of hedge fund in 2016 of 1,057 was up 8% more than the liquidations of approximately 979 hedge funds in 2015, the most liquidations since 2008. However, following five successive quarters of investor outflows from the fourth quarter of 2015 through all of 2016, this year started on a positive note, with $19.7 billion in net inflows, the largest quarterly inflow since the second quarter of 2015. The combination of these net inflows and performance gains have resulted in total hedge fund industry assets growing by 3.2% during the first quarter of 2017 to over $3.3 trillion. Macro and event-driven hedge funds attracted the largest amounts of new capital during the first quarter of 2017, with net inflows of $11.1 billion and $8.9 billion, respectively. All fund sizes were able to obtain new capital in the first quarter of this year, with more funds seeing inflows than outflows during this period. Of all fund size groups, the largest percentage of funds, 53%, that received inflows were funds with between $500 million and $900 million assets under management, with 47% of funds with less than $100 million AUM receiving inflows also. 2016 and this year have been marked by a combined focus by investors and managers on performance, enhanced transparency, risk analysis and reporting, as well as on alternative fund products. The evolution of approach to hedge fund practices, product development, and operations continues. Today, we're faced with a deregulatory environment, with challenges looming on many fronts, as we've begun to see the lines of traditional asset management and alternative asset management merge. Client customization and the need to evolve to stay current are ever present. Fundamental hedge fund practices need to be carefully examined as regulation and best practices continue to develop, driven not only by regulatory requirements and enforcement focus, but also by investor requirements and investor scrutiny.
Thanks, Jed. I'm happy that this is the 10th anniversary of this conference, and it's nice to see many of the same faces sitting in their same seats year after year. So welcome. We really appreciate your support. In putting together the program for today, Jed and I focused on making sure that everybody got the basics, the things that you come to expect from our conference, which is experts talking about the latest trends in examination, enforcement, hedge fund terms, trading, derivatives, ERISA, and tax. This year, with all of the work that we've seen in our practice that involves cross-border transactions and dealing with issues of cross-border regulation, we put in a special emphasis this year on cross-border issues. And so you'll see a really interesting panel on cross-border issues arising in sell-side research and sort of conflicts between the US regulatory scheme and the European regulatory scheme. We have a summary of the EMEA fund landscape, the Asian funds landscape, and a panel on Cayman Island directors issues. We also have some really interesting special topics for you today. We're going to have a panel that discusses seed investments in the hedge fund space, a micro session on direct lending, a panel on cybersecurity issues, and a micro session on M&A basics that we're seeing in the hedge fund space. We also have what we hope will be a really interesting fireside chat format discussion at lunch today, where Jed and I will be speaking with Chris Cox, who's a former chair of the SEC and multi-term congressman, and is now chairman of Morgan Lewis Consulting, is going to offer some perspectives on what's going on in Washington, D.C. these days. And then last but not least, we've got a panel centered on enforcement, which gets everybody their ethics credit, which we all know is the most scarce and desirable of the CLE credits. And then after that, we hope you all will stay to join us in the air conditioning for cocktails at the end of the conference. So thank you very much.
Yeah, one of the benefits of the size of our firm is our infrastructure. And we have a strong number of Morgan Lewis attorneys here today, including many of our senior attorneys in our hedge fund practice. We're also very fortunate to have the ability to have our associates attend as well, many of whom provide important assistance to many of you and your teams. Client-attorney interaction is critical to us, so we've asked our associates to sit at different tables during the lunch so that you can each get to know each other a little better. Our marketing and client development team members are at the conference today as well, some of whom are at the registration booth right outside. If there are any Morgan Lewis hedge fund attorneys you'd like to talk to but can't find, please don't hesitate to reach out to them, and they will certainly make an introduction. We're also very pleased that our 2016-2017 hedge fund desk book, published by Thomson Reuters, was recently published, and we've included the desk book in your materials today. Just a note, there'll be a few journalists here today as well, listening to the presentations. As Tim said, please join us after the presentations for cocktail and jazz, right outside in the Centennial Room. And with that, we've got a terrific schedule, so let's get started. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
To listen to other panels from the 2017 10th Anniversary Advanced Topics in Hedge Fund Practices Conference, visit our Hedge Fund University at morganlewis.com/hedgefunduniversity. If you have any questions or would like more information on the topics addressed in this podcast, please contact a Morgan Lewis attorney at morganlewis.com. This podcast is provided as a general informational service to clients and friends of Morgan Lewis & Bockius LLP. It should not be construed as and does not constitute legal advice on any specific matter, nor does this message create an attorney-client relationship. These materials may be considered attorney advertising in some states. Please note that any prior results discussed in the material do not guarantee similar outcomes. Read more about Morgan Lewis and its hedge funds practice at morganlewis.com/hedgefunduniversity.